we have a place about, say, about half as big as this here room, all 12 by 12 or such a matter, and we have it boarded up about high as my head. We just fill up, just put that corn all over in there, and then we get ready to, you want to feed your mules by, you know, how many mules you got, and you just take about 10, 12 years, whatever you want to feed them, depending on what size mules you had. Is a pretty good big mule, well, you give them about 12 years of corn, and then a fork full of hay. And that was his, and he'd eat corn, and then he'd munch on that hay all night long. He'd be out there eating that hay.
Did you have any of those
honey? Yeah, bears like honey. Oh yeah, there was people that had some time that they had their beehives. Bear got hungry enough, he'd come right up in your yard and rob your beehive. And if he got hungry enough, he'd do it. And there was back them days was plenty of game here. There was bears here, and deer, turkey. It was just lots and lots of game. How the animals doing?
Did dogs ever go mad?
I've never seen a mad dog in my life, and I guess I've seen as many dogs as any one person in this country. I guess I've seen as many and had as many. Back them days, everybody had some dogs, two dogs. I guess my daddy always had, and my granddaddy, he always had about four dogs, because they had stock, they were stock men. They owned wild, you'd call them now wild hogs and wild cattle. They had, they're running loose, and they didn't have them under a fence, so they'd had to have been wild. And they had to have these dogs to tend this stock. I mean, that's what you done. You wanted to tend to your cows, while you had dogs that would when you told him catch a cow, while he caught it. And you rode your horse out there, and if one broke from the side, you holler catch him, while that a cow done caught, because that dog catching. And it was, these dogs was trained, and they're just old plain old cur dogs, most of them. But you could train one to catch a cow by the nose, and these dogs would catch by the nose and hang on. I've seen them. Yeah, I've seen. Huh? Yeah, I've seen them. I've been when we were driving cows, and one break out and you always get one or two mean ones. Animals are just like people. You always find one or two mean ones in a bunch, and my daddy had an old dog, and he hollered catch him, and the old dog caught the old cow, and this old cow, I bet you she throwed her head that way. I bet you she throwed that dog from here to the back of the house there, and over in the palmetto. It about killed the old dog, but he hung on until she throwed him loose. She throwed him two or three times before he turned to loose, and he was sailing through the air.
What, did dogs ever bite
people? Yeah, them kind of dogs would bite you. You didn't go in nobody's yard. You drove up to the, you drove up out there in front and holler, hey, or hello, and anybody home or something. Because you didn't go in them, on them dogs, because they'd catch you. Yeah, that's what they was. They was better, I guess, better than anything they got now. They would really catch you. There wasn't no doubt about it. That's what they, well, that's what people had them for. They was catch dogs, and they didn't know anything else.